This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It's the Cookie Jar. It's part of Fridays here, and it's brought to you by Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Series of questions. Let's get some big opinions. It's Valentine's Day today. We go in standard roses and a box of chocolates, or is there a better gift option out there?
I think there's a lot of better gift options, and it doesn't have to be anything big. It just has to be something that is maybe unique to your relationship, special to your loved one, and something that just maybe means a little bit of something. I think the meaning of it at Valentine's Day has more value than a standard box of chocolates. To me, that's maybe the worst route to go.
I do agree with you. I will say that a standard box of chocolate and some roses is better than nothing.
Oh, well, sure. Oh,
sure, you can't show up empty-handed.
Exactly. So if that's what you got and that's all you got, it's better than nothing. However, I do agree with you. You know, you got to know your partner and do something. You said the word unique. And I think this is the perfect day to do something a little out of the ordinary to show how much you love your partner.
Right. Like, Kelsey doesn't like flowers.
I don't either.
And I think if you're with someone who does, great. You got an easy win every anniversary, Valentine's Day, birthday. But Kelsey likes strawberries. So I do chocolate-covered strawberries is like the go-to Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And I think that kind of gives you the chocolate from your box of chocolates without like, because not everybody likes every kind of chocolate. There's always the one or two that you don't like in there.
Or more. Yeah. Well, I mean, as we all know, life is like a box of chocolates.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
Heather, better than a trip to White Castle?
Yeah, I would say so. I would rather the flowers and chocolates, which I don't eat chocolate and I don't like flowers, but I like that more than White Castle.
From Colin, what does he normally give you?
All I want is a card that's not just signed his name, like, here's a generic card signed Colin. I want a little note, and I want some candy.
Okay, well, we'll get to the card thing in a minute. Yes, I'm curious about that.
Mm-hmm.
The average American spends $155 on Valentine's Day. More for Gen Z, over $200. Now, that may be some newer relationships. $155, does that sound too high or too low? And will you be over or under that number?
It all depends on what you're including in that number. If you go out to dinner, you're going to be right up against it, if not over it, to begin with. You're going somewhere nice.
And you have some drinks, or at least a drink each, or a bottle of wine.
And this is very generational as well, because if you're a college student and you're going out with your, you know, special someone, you're probably not going to a place that's going to cost you $155 for dinner.
But now, too, I wonder if this is just on their significant other, because I'm also now, I get Valentine's for my kids.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, I spend money on the gifts I'm getting for my children, as well as my partner, as well as like the school Valentine's. So that all adds up fast.
Yeah.
And when I hear what at first, $155, yeah, that's too much. But then when I started thinking about how much I've already spent, I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's, I would anticipate that this is simply just on your partner.
Okay. Yes. Does it seem high? No, you think it sounds right. Are you going to be over?
Probably. Yeah, I'm over. I'm not going to obviously say
I'm not
think
asking
Lisa
you.
Is listening, but
don't say anything.
I'm over that.
Okay, I'll be under that this year.
All right,
but I don't fault anybody
How
who wants to do
does
it right.
The vacation plan does it, do you, are you trying to parlay that
That's
into
not a
hey,
Valentine's
we're,
vacation?
Yeah, we're spending all this money. I'm going to go a little bit lighter on Valentine's Day because I'm giving you this vacation.
Yeah, this is specifically for Valentine's Day. Not I got to go to the grocery store and. Pick up a bag of chips, or I got to fill the tank up. So that's another $50.
Sure. Yeah.
What's better, the homemade card or the store bought card?
You're looking at me.
Yeah. You already planted a flag on this one.
Either or is fine to me. I appreciate more of something. I like the homemade stuff, right? Especially if you get the kids involved and you put their little handprint on there and it makes a heart or something cheesy like that. I like that.
Sure.
But to me, it's more about what's in the card than the card itself. Like, I don't care what the card says if you bought it from
Hallmark?
The dollar store, as long as it has...
You got to personalize it.
Yes. Yes, you need to write a love note.
But what if the card is written so beautifully?
No, I hate those. Those are the worst. No.
So it's always funny to me walking into wherever you're going to get a card.
Yep.
And
all the
you
dudes?
See, well, yeah, but you see women there, and they're picking up one. They're reading it. No, I don't want that one.
Oh, yeah.
Another one. No, I don't. I literally pick up a card, and I'm like, dude, this is exactly what I would say.
Oh, I read.
Oh, this is exactly, and then every dude goes in there, and they literally pick up like one, maybe two cards, and they're like, yep, this is probably what I would say. And so, yeah, okay, I'm not going to just sit, and put ditto.
So the problem is some of them are way too sappy.
No. That's what I was going to say. John, are you going for the sappy ones? Because I find the funny ones, right? Like, I want the funny card that's hilarious, even though they're not really hilarious. Whatever. I want to find a cheesy card, and then I write my nice note.
Okay.
Are you going for, like, the ones that are like, to my wife?
Dearest wife.
Yes. My wife doesn't necessarily always appreciate my sense of humor. And so... comedy is very subjective, so I try and stay away from the comedy because what I think is funny might not go across as funny on Valentine's Day.
No sexual innuendo in your Valentine's card? I'm going to let you wait on that. All right. This one is kind of a classic. Dinner in or dinner out?
So I would say at this point of my life in our relationship, dinner out, because... dinner home means there's going to be at least one kid there, if not four or five. So
from a peace and quiet standpoint.
Yeah, I would go dinner out. But if we had an opportunity for all of the kids to be out, I would prefer them dinner out and us dinner in.
You just want to be alone with your wife wherever you eat. It doesn't matter if it's in
right.
or out.
Yes.
And I kind of agree with that. I typically don't go out to dinner for Valentine's Day. However, I think I would enjoy a night out right now with the current state of my household, with the two little ones at home.
Sure.
Like, it would be nice to get out and enjoy a nice meal that somebody else made. That would be great too. If your partner can cook well, cook me a dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want a steak on the grill?
No, I don't want that. But that would be nice. Eat at home.
Yeah. I prefer dinner out. Any consensus behind the glass over there, Greg? Dinner in, dinner out?
Dinner out. If it's going to be made an occasion, dinner out.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Should women be expected to give gifts too? What's your expectation?
No. I do not expect, and I've told Lisa, I don't expect anything. I don't expect a card. She's already texted me, Happy Valentine's Day, and sent her back a nice little note as well. I do expect that, call me chauvinist or traditional, whatever you want to, adjective you want to use. I do think that the man in the relationship should always recognize Valentine's Day with as big or small but meaningful gesture.
Heather?
That's good to know. I mean, I wanted to hear your opinion.
Oh, I think it should go both ways. I think if I'm giving a gift, I should be getting a gift. I think love is reciprocal.
Okay. I mean, I always get Colin something small. I mean, I don't get big gifts for Valentine's Day myself, but I always get him, whether he likes it or not, I get him a card, I write him a note, that type of thing. And I normally get him something small that he, whether it's chocolate or candy or what, but personalized for him.
I guess maybe the point crazy. Is I don't think this one has to be matching. It doesn't have to be equal.
This day is more about the girls. It is more about the 100%. Ladies.
Do you expect to have sex on Valentine's Day?
Yep. And so how you get there and how you set it up is how you expect that. If you're not going to do the work to make your loved one feel special, that they're valued, that you under and they feel that you know how much they mean to you, then you shouldn't expect that.
It has to be earned, is what you're
saying. Right, it's got to be earned.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because you immediately said yes, but I do agree that if you go into that thinking that that's exactly what this day is going it's going to happen today, I don't think that's the right attitude. I do think you have to focus on, let's make this day a little romantic.
Let me woo you.
Yes. And then if you do that, wooing. Everyone will have a great day.
Well, that's the point, is you both should want that to be the goal at the end of the night.
Yeah, but if you go into it being like, all right, honey, like this is what's happening today.
Wham,
let's
bam,
go.
Thank
like,
you, ma'am.
That's not romantic.
No,
but it's like,
there certainly
sorry,
needs
that's
to
how
be
no.
some wooing involved. And it also doesn't have to be on Valentine's Day. As Heather, you are learning, and Cookies, you may never learn. With kids, the timing isn't always as you would want it to be, but there is a window.
And that is a revealing cookie jar. It's 97.1.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.